Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 493 for Wednesday, July 27th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Wednesday morning, continuing to correct higher in sympathy with the rallying Chicago soybeans. Canola is up by 7 to over $8 in early activity, the November contract up $7.50 at $454.60 per ton. Speculative short covering added to the move higher in canola, as fund traders had reportedly built up a large net short position in recent weeks. Steady commercial demand provided further support, although end users were not likely chasing the market higher amid expectations for a large harvest. The relatively favorable North American crop conditions kept a lid on the rally. The Canadian dollar is holding relatively steady in early activity, providing little direction. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all mostly higher, the biggest gains in beans. The U.S. Federal Reserve will make its latest interest rate decision later this afternoon, and that's keeping some caution in the financial and commodity markets. Soybeans are up 15 to 18 cents, the November contract up 16 at $9.89 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature as prices bounced off major support. Shifting weather forecasts, now calling for hotter Midwestern temperatures that may cut into yield prospects next week, did add to the gains in soybeans. However, beans are still looking good overall, and that did limit the advances to some extent. For corn, prices are up 1 to 3 cents, the September contract up 3 at $3.35 per bushel. Corn lagged beans to the upside as the weather patterns are more conducive to corn growth at this stage of development. Wheat, it's narrowly mixed in Chicago, the September contract up a penny at $4.16 per bushel, but the spring wheat futures in Minneapolis were up by as much as 7 cents amid reports that U.S. spring wheat yields may be slightly below the 5-year average. Persistent production concerns out of Europe were also behind some of the strength in wheat today, but the continuing advancement of the U.S. winter wheat harvest and an early start to the spring wheat harvest all did put some pressure on wheat values. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.